get out of the trailer in 30 days. On the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, that's the message to the occupants of 3,000 FEMA trailers. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has people in 38,000 travel trailers in Mississippi. They were sheltered as evacuees after Katrina came through. Almost anyone then could get a trailer, and now FEMA wants to move past the emergency phase. Catherine Baker lives in a FEMA trailer in Pass Christiane. She got her 30-day notice more than 30 days ago.
As of yesterday was my eviction day, but I still have the trailer, and I haven't heard from anybody to come get it.
Did the paperwork that came from FEMA say the word eviction?
It says terminated is the actual word they use.
FEMA says here's who belongs in a trailer now. The house or apartment or mobile home you lived in before the storm had to be your primary residence. The damage had to be severe and is still not fixed. The termination can be appealed, and Catherine Baker probably has a good chance to keep her trailer. The FEMA records show that she and her mother both got trailers. They had been living together, but she was renting space in her mother's home, and so would qualify as a separate household. Baker figures she'll be okay, but she has a professional concern about others along the coast.
There are still people who haven't gotten trailers yet. They live in tents still. And my whole thing is if they either go back and start living in their cars, and I work for the Department of Human Services, we're very concerned that we might have to start picking up children from parents who can't afford anywhere to go if they're evicted from the trailers.
We have to be responsible stewards for taxpayers' dollars.
James McIntyre is a spokesman for FEMA.
If you're not eligible for the assistance according to the guidelines written by Congress, then we have to convert from the emergency sheltering program into our standard program that we have the legal authority to implement.
If FEMA decides you shouldn't be in a trailer, a registered letter eventually goes out giving notice. Riley Morse, an attorney with the Mississippi Center for Justice, has been working with trailer residents. He says communications from FEMA have been confusing, especially back when this started.
The letter says, please refer to an earlier letter, which they attach, and you look at that and it says, ineligible for rental assistance. Well, these people say, gee, I'm in a trailer. I'm not getting rental assistance. I'm okay. Throw it away. In fact, that letter's telling them, you're not entitled to a trailer. It just doesn't speak in normal English.
Again, FEMA's James McIntyre.
If you don't understand what the letter says, then visit a disaster recovery center. That's face-to-face contacts.
FEMA does have offices in place to help and a toll-free telephone number.
Mr. McIntyre, I know that that you've heard a lot of people fussing about trying to get to FEMA on the telephone the last since last August.
And I understand, and I have to explain that we've got over 3 million applicants that we're working with, not just for hurricane victims, but other disasters that are occurring in the nation as well. And so there may be difficulty in getting in, but continue to call. And the best time to call is at night.
James McIntyre says FEMA wants to make sure the right people do get to stay in their trailers. If you get a termination notice, he says, and think it's wrong, please file an appeal. That is a 60-day process. But can you stay in the trailer during the appeal? McIntyre says FEMA will work with you on that. Riley Morse, the lawyer, says his understanding is people have to get out no matter what. And Morse wonders, where will the people go?
That's the problem. If this were happening after a hurricane, if these people were being put out privately, FEMA would have to step in and help them.
Riley Morris at the Mississippi Center for Justice. Hurricanes Katrina and Rita created a severe housing shortage, especially for low-income people. And now another storm season is about to roll through the Gulf Coast states.